produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, and welcome back to another segment of From the Heart of Dr. G with yours truly, Dr. G. Today's segment is one that is near and dear to my heart. Today's segment, we are talking about faith over fear. Faith over fear. Like I said, this is a segment near and dear to my heart. So this segment will start by what we do every single segment. I want you to inhale, exhale, and let's dive into From the Heart of Dr. G with today's segment, Faith Over Fear. So many times in life, we have an opportunity to either have faith or fear. And when we have fear, we either have two steps. We either have the fear to make us dare to dream and dare to go after our goal and the fear to take that leap. Or we have that fear that blocks us, that cripples us, that causes us to think of all the reasons why it won't work. And then we don't pursue that particular assignment, that goal, that dream. So you have the chance to have fear or faith. So I'm encouraging you to have faith over fear. It sounds easier than it actually is. It is one that causes you to step outside of the box. It is one that causes you to eliminate the negative thoughts in your head. It is one that causes you to evaluate your circle of friends that you listen to. It is one that causes you to evaluate what is being poured into you in terms of spiritual guidance or what you listen to and what you take in. Faith over fear is one that causes us to have to look inward. It is one that causes us have to make drastic decisions. So today I am encouraging you to have faith over fear. Today I'm encouraging you to look at that opposition as not a strong feat that you have to get over, but look at that opposition as a mere opportunity for God to show up and show out and show you that He is definitely in control and that you will come out on top. So faith over fear is what we're talking about. Faith over fear is what I'm encouraging you. Faith over fear is where I'm taking my life into this new direction. Faith over fear is where I would hope that you would take your life into that new direction after hearing me talk about faith over fear. I always like to give examples. In this life, in this journey, I had to have faith over fear when deciding what to do next. There comes a time in your life where you feel like that assignment, that area that you're working in has come to an end. And that is where I am at this point in time, to be transparent. It is a area that I'm looking at and I'm like, okay, I've gone as far as I can and now it's time to do something different. And for many times, I'm not sure about you, but for many times when I know it's time to let go an area or I know that it's time to do something different, if I take my time or I drag my feet and moving, it seems like situations and things happen that make me frustrated, that pushes me out of my comfort zone, that shows me, yo, the time is now. The time is now for you to let this go. It's like things happen that frustrate me and realize that I'm staying way too long. It's sort of like someone who overstays their welcome. They come to visit you and then you're ready for them to go. And so you start saying, so yeah, what you about to do? Yeah, I think I'm about ready to turn it in. I think I'm about ready to go to bed. And you're giving them hints to let them know, hey, I need you to leave. I'm ready for this visit to be over. And that's where it came to in my life, where it was sort of me being ready for that chapter to be over and that chapter actually being over. But my fear gripping me to the point where I was comfortable in the situation I'm in. Let me break it down for you more. It's just like working at a job. You know your season for working there has come to an end. You know that you have done everything you could possibly do in that capacity. You know that they're not going to give you more money. They're not going to give you that raise. You know that you are frustrated because you feel like you're not being put and used for your greatest potential. You know that it's a negative environment where everyone has a negative mentality. Nobody's trying to better themselves, but you feel you can't advance. So you ask yourself, do I take this chance? Do I take this leap of faith and go after my passion or figure out what my God-given passion is? Or if there is another area that I'm supposed to work in, or has my true purpose or time here truly ended? And then you ask yourself, am I so comfortable that I know I get paid on the 15th and the end, that I'm going to stay in this situation where I'm not growing, where I'm not reaching my fullest potential, where I'm not happy, where it takes me 30 minutes to talk myself to get out the car to even go into this job, where I look around and I feel like I'm no longer making a difference because I'm no longer motivated and I can't even motivate myself to find one positive thing about this whole situation. You ask yourself, am I going to take that leap of faith, or am I going to let the fear of the unknown stop me from going after my dreams, going after my God-given purpose? Am I going to take the leap of faith to dare to even ask or seek if there is a better way or a different option? Or am I going to stay comfortable where I am and say, yeah, no, maybe this isn't the right timing. Or yeah, no, maybe I shouldn't. Am I going to have faith over fear? I'll give you another example. Many times we have these goals, these dreams, these visions in life, and we know what we need to do. We know the necessary steps. We know that if I want to go and start that business, then I need to start researching the area, researching the market, researching what I want to do, how I want to have the business. We know what we need to do. Many times we have that goal in mind and we're waiting for something to fall out the sky into our lap. Many times we'll be like, well, God, I know I prayed this prayer and it's so crazy, but I've done it several times. And I know that if we be honest, you'll say, yeah, I've done it too. Where we say, well, God, if it's your will, or if this is what you want me to do, then give me a son. Or God, if it's your will, then you are that, 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 that. Or if it's meant to be. We have all done it. If we truly be honest, we can all raise our hand and be like, yeah, that was probably me just yesterday. But the whole if it's your will, or if it's meant to be, you will show me. And I am here to tell you that a lot of times when we make these affirmations or prayers or requests, that we get direction to know if it's time to go, and then the sign comes, we're sitting there asking for another sign. Well, God, I know that I asked for this job or this opportunity, and this person came and told me that there's a potential for me to go into this area. But God, if it's your will and this is the person you want me to connect with, give me another sign. How many signs do we need before we take that leap? How many signs do we need before we say, yeah, time to act is now? The time to act is now. I encourage you to have faith over fear. I encourage you to have faith over fear. I encourage you to do something that I'm telling myself to do. I have learned that a lot of times we go to these amazing motivational speakers. We hear this amazing word and we get this great feeling. We're like, whoo, that was a good service. Or whoo, that was a good word. Or whoo, that really blessed my whole soul. But do we apply it? Do we just hear a great message and be like, whoo, that's that, ooh, that was on time. And then when something come up, a situation come up, we get to that whole, maybe it's not meant to be. Or do we take these motivational nuggets and be like, I'm going to apply it. I'm going to take that leap of faith. I'm going to go ahead and write down my first step. I'm going to take the first step. I may not be able to jump all the way in right now, but at least I'm going to go in the direction of the step, the direction of saying yes. A lot of times, our first step is not even something physical. It is a mental thing. Our first step, a lot of times, is getting out of our own head and saying, yes, I am willing to be open-minded to even the possibility of this situation. The first step is to change our mindset of saying that maybe it's not meant for me, or maybe I don't deserve it, or I haven't made all the right decisions. The one thing I am so grateful for is that God is not us. God does not hold our past against us. God is not the type of God that will say, well, you made a lot of mistakes, or you messed up, or you kept doing it this way. God is a faithful and a just God that will say, you know what? No, you haven't dotted all your I's across all your T's, but I'm still going to look out for you. Think about it. How many times have you made the same dumb mistake, entertained the same person, got in the same relationship, maybe not with the same dude, but got in the same type of situation where you kept repeating the same cycle, and time after time you got out. Time after time, situations improved. How many times have we had money come through our hands and we blew it, only for us to find that extra 20 in our pocket, or for us to get a second chance, or money to come, or that bill still get paid, and we know that it was only the grace of God and it was nothing we did? How many times have you had the situation turn out in your favor where you said, whew, now that was something, or whew, I'm so grateful, or whew, what a relief? How many times have you had open doors come that you knew it was not because you were smart enough, it was not because you knew the right people, it was just by favor, grace of God, and mercy that you came out on top? How many times, if we are truly honest, we can raise our hands. How many times did we say, Lord, if you remove this situation or this person, I promise I'm going to do better. And then we go right back to that person or that situation. Or how many times have we said, Lord, if you just help me, or Lord, if you just, or if I can just, I will, but we renege and we still came out on top. So what I'm telling you is to have faith over fear. How many times have you sat there wondering how your bills were going to get paid, and you probably had two nickels to rub together, and then all of a sudden they got paid? All of a sudden you found that money. All of a sudden somebody came. All of a sudden they gave you an extension. All of a sudden it turned out in your favor. How many times have you cried yourself to sleep? Or how many times have you stayed up worrying about how a situation was going to come together? And you stayed up worrying about it and worrying about it, and missed all these hours of sleep that you could have had, only for that situation to turn out A-okay? You're like, Dr. Whitney, what's your point? What are you saying with all these analogies? I'm telling you, have faith over fear. I truly believe that you did not come this far just to come this far. I saw that on Facebook and I said, yep, that's facts. You did not come this far just to come this far. That means you did not go through all the hell you went through just for you to stop right now and this be the end of your story. You didn't shed all those tears into the ground just for that flower not to grow. You did not go through all that heartache just for this to be the end of your chapter. Baby, wipe your tears and turn the page. Faith over fear says, I don't know how it's going to come together. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I believe. I don't know how this is going to pan out. I don't know where the money is going to come from. I don't know who the networking connection is going to happen through, but I believe. I choose to have faith. It's easy to talk yourself out of something. It is so easy to be like, nah, it ain't going to work. Nah, it ain't for me. Maybe next time. It is so easy to find all the reasons why not. But it takes faith. It takes guts to be like, despite the 101 reasons why this may not work out, I'm going to take that time and opportunity to focus on the one reason why it will. And the one reason why it will is because I didn't come this far just for the end here. The one reason why it will is because I have the faith, the size of a mustard seed, to believe that this is not the end, to believe that the doors will be open, to believe the bill will get paid, to believe I will make the right networking connection, to believe that my business will be successful, to believe that I will come out on top. I have enough faith to believe that it will happen. So I encourage you to have faith over fear. I encourage you to do something different, to do something that may sound strange. It's easy to be like, I don't know. But it takes guts to be like, I don't know, but I choose to believe. I choose to believe that this is my time. I choose to believe that my body will be healed. Yeah, I may be coughing. Yeah, I may be sneezing. But I choose not to say I'm sick. I choose to say that, you know what, I'm going to get through this. Yeah, money may be funny. The bill may be due. But I choose to believe that in the nick of time, right before it look like all hope is lost, that things will turn around and I will come out on top. Yeah, family acting crazy. Yeah, I feel so alone. Yeah, I'm by myself, but I choose to believe that this is not how my story will end. Yeah, the job told me they're not giving me a raise. Yeah, I feel like, you know what, this is it. It's as good as it's going to get. I don't see how this is going to turn around, but I choose to believe that maybe this is just the beginning, and maybe that promotion, that position, that new opportunity is just a yes away. It's so easy to be negative. It's so easy to think that this ain't gonna happen. It's so easy to say, why me? But I choose to ask the question, why not me? Why won't God come through? Why wouldn't he help me if he's helped me before? Why won't I come out on top? Why won't I be healed? Why won't I be financially secure? Why wouldn't I be happy? Why shouldn't I be happy? A lot of times we feel and we punish ourselves, and I truly ask you to please forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for all of the relationships you entertain. Forgive yourself for all of the opportunities that you may have blown. Forgive yourself for all of the bad decisions you may have made. Forgive yourself for blowing that $20 on getting unnecessary stuff. Forgive yourself for blowing what you thought was your final and last chance. And when you truly forgive yourself, change your perspective. I said in the beginning that faith over fear is going to cause you to change your mindset. When you start changing your mindset and having faith over fear, you're not going to look at the negative situation. True story. So paycheck had came, or payroll, it was payday. And I woke up, and when I woke up, you look at your phone. My phone automatically chimes and lets me know that the paycheck hit. So I woke up to no chime. I woke up to no text message. I woke up to the same amount in my bank account. And I literally had to catch myself from saying anything negative. I literally had to say, nope, you're going to still get up and get dressed and go to work. You're not going to say nothing negative. You're going to still be positive. And I had to check myself. I had a friend and a colleague call me and be like, yo, check it. And it gave me a sigh of relief. I was like, oh, all right. So it ain't just me. But then I had to say, you know what? Nope. Our money's going to hit. It may just mean we're going to get paid a little later on the day, but we're going to still go through this day. It's okay. We're going to be all right. And it was in that opportunity that I had to truly practice faith. Because the old Whitney would have been like, now, you know what? Oh, all right. Until my money posts, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be a little late to work. Or, oh, okay, I'm going to call HR and say, is there a problem? The old Whitney would have been like, now, look here. I don't work for free. Where's my money? But I had to practice faith over fear and say, you know what? My money is coming. You know what? I'm not going to trip. You know what? I'm not going to react the way I used to react. And I had to literally say, my money's going to come. Everything's going to be okay. I lied not, y'all. When I got in the car, I drove. And literally within 10 minutes of driving to work, like, I got up and I was like, I'm going to work and I'm going to be on time. I'm not going to be late. Within 10 minutes of driving to work, this same coworker called and was like, check your bank. The money posted. Y'all, that's a test. I don't know about you, but that blessed my soul. And it showed me how much I have grown and how that one situation could have taken me back. And I could have said the wrong stuff and all of that got bent out of shape only for it to post in 10 minutes and could have blown that test. But I passed that test. Because when I passed that test, I had to not only have faith that, okay, my money's going to come. Because to me, it was like, yo, I know this ain't finna happen. I got all these bills that I need to pay at this particular moment. It's the end of the month. And then this check not going to post. I could have tripped. I could have went on an emotional roller coaster. But I chose to be even keeled. I chose to have faith. I chose to say, you know what? My check's going to post. I'm not going to trip. I'm going to go ahead and step out on faith and get dressed, get ready for work, and believe that my bills will get paid today because my check is going to post. That's just one example. If you think back over your life, that was my example, but think back over your life where you had the opportunity to act a fool. You had the opportunity to go against the grain and not have faith. You had the opportunity to say negative things and yet you didn't and everything turned out. Or you had the opportunity to have fear or think it won't gonna work and you stressed yourself out and then it all came together. You was like, man, I wasted time stressing. It came together. I encourage you. Get off the emotional roller coaster where we play these games with ourselves of having fear or going through the emotional roller coaster of, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Get yourself off the ride and say, I don't want to participate. I don't want to participate in that ride. I want to have faith over fear and believe that it will come to pass. Believe that everything will be good. Believe that it will work out. And it may not work out the way you think. That is something I need to say again. It may not work out the way you think. A lot of times in our head, the reason why we get frustrated is because in our head we figure, well, this needs to happen this way, or it's going to come through this person, or it's going to come through this way. When you have faith over fear, you need to be open-minded to understand that God may not work the way you think it will. He's going to make sure that you come out on top and the situation works out in your favor, but it may not come through the person you think it will come through. Let me give you an example. You could have a bill due. Don't have no money, don't know how you're going to get it paid, and you're thinking, well, you know, I do have this business on the side, or maybe it's going to come by a check in the mail, or maybe it's going to come by this, or maybe it's going to come by that, and then you go and you call the company, or you go and you look, and they say, oh, we're going to give you extension, or oh, we gave you a credit, or oh, you get an unexpected check in the mail, or somebody come and say, oh, let me pay you back the money that I owe you. Stop being so caught up in things happening the way you think they should. Stop having to have control over everything and say, well, it has to happen this way, or I'm going to expect it to happen this way, because when it don't happen that way, you get disappointed. When it don't happen that way, you get frustrated. But when you are open-minded and say, this is my need, and I'm believing that my need will be met because God will supply all of my needs, that God will not leave me hanging, that if he can take care of the birds and feed them, and if he can take care of the earth, and if he can make the seasons change and the leaves change, and if he can have us to wake up each and every day with breath in our body, then surely he can look out for me and work this situation out. When you have faith over fear, you take your hands off the situation and say, God is bigger, and I am going to trust in a higher power than myself and believe that it will all work out. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't care how it's going to work out. I just know in the end, I win. I'm encouraging you to have faith over fear. And I'm telling you something that I tell myself each and every day. And just like my example of the payroll, just like my example of stepping out on faith with the job, it is easier said than done, but it is a daily decision. We have to die to ourselves daily, die to our mindsets, die to our willpower. It is a daily decision that we make. And when you have faith over fear, you have to be careful of who's in your circle, who you talk to. When you have faith over fear, everybody ain't gonna share your vision. Everybody's not gonna be happy for you getting off the rat race and wanting to start and do something different. When I told people that I was leaving my current position, my current occupation, and I was gonna step out and do something different, I wasn't met with positive feedback. I did have some kickback from people like, but you're gonna give up that job making X amount of dollars, but I don't understand why you're gonna leave, or why don't you just go ahead and take antidepressants and keep going to work and just deal with it? Or I don't understand why you're going to take this leap of faith. Or does that make sense? Or because their brains could not fathom me stepping out on faith because they weren't there. They weren't on that level. All they saw was, I'm going to work 30 years at this job. I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to retire, maybe retire and get a part-time job and maybe take a couple of vacations. In their mind, they couldn't fathom, I'm going to step out on faith and do my own business. I'm going to step out on faith and try going out another direction or another occupation or another career path. When you have faith over fear, you have to be careful who you talk to, because not everybody is going to celebrate your vision. Not everybody is going to see the faith aspect. A lot of people have fear and they give you their fear. A lot of people have fear and they give you their fear. So when you have faith over fear, you have to watch who you talk to, watch who's in your circle, watch what you speak, watch what you think, because you can delay or even deter your process by what you say and what you think. So who's in your circle? Who is speaking into your life? Who do you entertain? What do you listen to? What do you entertain? What are you feeding your spirit, man? Whatever you feed, it grows. If you feed fear, you're going to have fear. If you feed faith, you're going to walk in faith. I encourage you to have faith over fear and to dare to believe, dare to dream, and dare to leave a legacy. Every day you wake up, you should be saying, I want to be the best version of myself. I want to love unconditionally. I want to be the greatest at what I am. I want to be the best me. Have faith over fear and believe that it is possible. Believe that you can achieve it. If you can think it, you can dream it, you can write it out, you can put actions into place, you can have it. Faith over fear. Well, I said a mouthful. I said a lot to get you to thinking. I want you to do some homework for me. Write out what your vision is for the next 6 months, what your vision is for the next year. And I want you to write out what steps you need to take. I want you to write out what habits you need to break. And I want you to take that leap of faith, even if it is saying, yes, I will be open-minded to the possibility that I can have more than what I have now. Say it with me. Yes, I am open-minded to the possibility that I can have more than I have now. I want you to walk in faith over fear. It is possible. It can happen. And I want to end this segment like I do all of my others. Reverend Lydia Speaks says, live on the dash. You have a sunrise and a sunset. In between, there's a dash. Live life to the fullest. Faith over fear. This has been Dr. G with yours truly, from the heart of Dr. G. Have a blessed one.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, this is Tam with The Real Tam Smith, your host today. And just want to welcome you to the radio show. And I really appreciate your listeners for coming in and taking time to spend with me. We are on our second show, and I truly hope that this is something that is a benefit to someone out there in the world, whether it be one person or 100. And just to let you know, some of the things that I share truly do come from the heart, and which is why I call it The Real Tam Smith Radio Show. So today I want to share with you a few things, but most specifically the topic would be in relation to self-care. We hear people talk about self-care on a regular basis, and I've come across different articles, posts, different women groups. You know, they want to share about self-care and how important it is to you. Sometimes you'll hear the work life balance, how to be a mom and be successful, or you know, it's even on the level of being a caregiver. You know, how to care for yourself in order to be your caregiver. So it's a lot of different variations of the self-care practices that are expressed from a variety of different sources. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you, it was actually something that I personally experienced quite often, but it was a little bit of an eye-opener for me. Because we talk about self-care and it's like, okay, yeah, self-care is okay if I sit down and take a breather for a moment. But self-care can be a lot more than what is, I guess, presented to us face value. And what I mean by that is, I had an event, and it was out of town, so I had to make a number of arrangements to handle my household. And I'm an event planner, so because I am planning and working for someone else, my client, I'm making sure that everything is in place. I'm making sure that the individuals that are working with me are all on board. We're all on the same page. Everyone knows what task needs to be done. Even to the point where I have, I call it the Smith sweatshop. When I have my little ones help out on occasion to do some little last minute task or what have you. But I do all this orchestrating and putting things together and making sure I have checklist after checklist, and we're double checking and triple checking the checklist, and I'm making sure that I have everyone else in line. And it was so funny. We got to the event, the event, and the night after the event, we all stayed in the same hotel room. It was a lot more economical for us to share a room with double beds, and we literally were only there long enough to lay down, go to sleep, and get up the next day and come back. So it wasn't a big deal. Well, one of the individuals that stayed with us noticed something, which I, have always just kind of brushed off, but it was actually pretty funny. Now that I think about it. But so one of the things that we need to do as women, especially far as self-care is concerned, is to take care of our feet. Well, I don't incorporate pedicures in my timeline for anything. Unless, of course, I have something extremely special and I need to get dolled up for. But just as a general rule, that's something that is not even included in my thought process. So here I have planned, we're working with a client and for a gala, no less. And we're handling all the details. And of course, I had to make sure that everything that was being done was taken with us, and blah 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 blah. So we get to the room after everything is said and done. Of course, we're all exhausted. One or two of us laying across the bed one way, another person is propped up in a chair, another one is sitting in a little recliner, and I was kind of sitting in the corner, and I pulled my socks off, and one of my assistants saw my feet. And it was like, oh my God, Tim, what is wrong with your feet? So I'm like, well, yeah, my feet are crusty. So, we kind of chuckled it off. But after a while, it was okay, your feet are making me uncomfortable. And it was so funny to me. And I'm like, I have actually torn sheets, no lie, because I have neglected my feet. And it's not like I look like I've been dragged down the street on a cobblestone road or anything like that, but my heels in particular. I have three kids, and for those of you who know, of course I'm pushing 45, so the moisture is no longer there. So they're drilling me on, what kind of lotion am I using? What type of cream am I going to get my feet done? Did anybody tell me, that there was something wrong? Because my feet, especially my heels, are so cracked and split and peeling. And it was truly, truly bothering them. So, the next day, of course, I put on a little bit of lotion that one of the girls gave me, and that of course didn't help much at all. But when I came home, I thought about it, and I say, let me see what I can dig out. So of course I had some lotion, some good stuff. You put on your elbows and your legs during the winter. And a couple of Christmases ago, my kids actually did purchase this thing called an Omepay. I think it's what it's called. It's like it's got the little blade. It's like a fingernail file, but the blade spins around in circles, so you can actually do your own pedicure. So I'm like, let me find this thing. So I'm digging stuff out. I'm trying to find the batteries. I'm trying to see if I can find a new a new file. And just so happened I had a box with a file in there. So I'm updating all of my batteries and did this and stuff. And I had so much dry skin that came off. It was ridiculous. I could have probably made an ant mound. It was so much skin. And I thought about it and I'm like, it's amazing how I can do all of this planning for everyone else. You know, I made sure that my household was in order before I left. I'm a caregiver, so I also made sure that things were in place for my brother, and I made sure that my client and everything that they had to be done was in place. And, you know, I mean, details out the wazoo, but when it came to me, it was not even a thought. And we as women, people in general, but especially busy women, we have a tendency to do that to ourselves. You know, and a lot of times what I'll do is I'll say, oh, well, I don't have time or I don't have the budget. It's not something that, you know, I need to invest in myself. But I will spend money on something. Say, for instance, I had a particular item in stock that would be for decor for my client's event. Well, because I found something nicer, granted, it's a tax write-off, something nicer and not very expensive, I chose to purchase something else to give it a little flair. And like I said, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, okay, this is going to look nice and it's going to wow the guest. And this is also a tax write-off for me, or a tax deduction. But I could have realistically taken out those same funds and sat down in a chair at a salon for 20, 25 minutes to get a pedicure. And, you know, when you think of it in terms of that, it's like, you know, that self-care component is not just self-care. I'm literally ignoring my own personal needs. And I found myself doing that some years ago when I had my now 14-year-old, I would not take time to get my hair done. My hair was long. I would pull it up in a bun and just keep it moving. And of course, after time went on, I realized, okay, well, you need to do a little something different. So even my girlfriend, who is also now my beautician, she used to fuss at me, and I would get my hair styled, and she would possibly see me the next day or maybe 2 days later, and my hair would be pulled back in a bun, and she would call me out on it. You know, like, you sporting that olive oil. And that's exactly what I look like. I look just like olive oil. I had a perfectly slick back, and I had a little piece of bun halfway perched out on the back of my neck. So it really caused me to think, what else is it that I'm doing to neglect myself, where a simple self-care could come into play? When we overlook the basics for ourselves, it's a trickle-down effect. I have a lot of stress. You know, all of us have stresses, a variety of stresses, depending upon what your occupation is, what your family dynamic is, what your health is, what your finances are. All of that plays a role. And when you're trying to handle all those things, you're taking it all in. So, you know, everyone says, oh, well, you know, part of self-care is, oh, well, you go for a walk. Okay, I go for a walk. I'm tired. You know, that's, realistically, I am. I'm pooped. So to me, that's not something that I feel like, oh, wow, I really, really took time for myself. But there were some things that I actually did a little bit of researching just to kind of get an idea of some things that I can do or easily that wouldn't require any strenuous activity. And one of those things that I discovered, which I wanted to share, was, you know, making a list of things that you're thankful for. We'll call it a gratitude list. What are some things that I can sit down and relax and cause my mind to focus on one single thing? Even though I'm making a list, I'm considering this particular activity as self-care because I'm purposely sitting and making myself relax and not do anything. Even sitting in silence, just to collect yourself. On occasion, if you're driving and you're in traffic, turning the radio off and just do deep breathing and sit in silence to give yourself that opportunity to collect yourself or you know, to kind of balance yourself. Some other things that you can consider doing is doing something creative. One of the things that I've learned, especially when I have an event coming up for a client, there's always a particular task that I will do sometime before the event that makes me sit down and focus just on that task. And typically I'll do it, say, within 2 to 3 days before the event. But I have found over time that this is part of what you can consider self-care, even though I'm actually doing this particular task, but I'm doing something creative. So some years ago, I used to enjoy making programs for, say it was a birthday party or some type of banquet. Well, I would put a special touch on it and sit. It would cause me to sit and actually do that particular task, whether it was literally gluing or Mod Podging these things on or putting glitter or specific handwriting or what have you, just something to make myself sit and be still. Another thing is making a stop doing list. And I actually, when I saw that, I'm like, that is the simplest thing, but it's real. Make a stop doing list. What are some things that can be avoided or some things that could be delegated? Sit down and make a list of things that can be delegated and that Tam will stop doing. Turning off your social media, stepping away from your phone. A lot of times when we sit down, you know, somebody's like, oh, I'm going to take a break. And the first thing they do is pick up your phone and you start piddling through the social media, and then you're seeing things, you know, some things you're finding funny, but a lot of, especially with the climate today, we're finding a lot of controversial things. They have a tendency to get you upset and more angst. So put the phone down. Just sit down and just breathe. Of course, you can always do some journaling, you know, write out your thoughts, do a brain dump. I like to do a brain dump. And I have to, it takes discipline, but typically I'll do a brain dump when I have a particular project that's coming up and I'll put my thoughts out, and then of course I can organize them. But when I do that brain dump, I feel so much better because all of those different components that is spinning around in my head, typically at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, is on paper, or, you know, I've typed it up and put it on the computer, and then I can come back to it. You know, it's not that I'm liquidating my brain cells, but I'm actually putting it down on paper so I can revisit it. You know, sometimes one of the things that I have found joy in, and it might be for other people, you know, an issue, but I like to learn new skills. I really do. Like, because I do event management, project management is something that I do have interest in, and there are small little courses that you can take just to get a general idea of how to use project management industry format in anything that you do, you know, whether it's a particular job that you're doing, whether you are, you know, you're working on redecorating your house, or shucks, I even do have a little project management checklist that I use for when we have gatherings at my home that everybody in my house has access to, and it's a checklist. So learning a new skill such as project management and how I could utilize project management industry tools to improve my event management skills is a big thing for me. And that's part of self-care, believe it or not. And another thing, you know, give up trying to be perfect. I say that. And another thing is trying to give up trying to be perfect. I have an issue with that because a lot of times I will have what they call analysis paralysis. I think that's the phrase, where I overanalyze because I want things to be so perfect that I stress myself out to the point where I do nothing. You know, if I let go of that perfect, that word perfect, and just do, a lot of times in and of itself, it'll release some stress. And, you know, sometimes just sitting down and having a talk with a loved one, you know, someone that you haven't had a conversation with, and just a, hey, how are you? You know, nothing about business, nothing about the stresses. Hey, how are you? Or, you know, tell me about that time we went on a trip, and, you know, and laugh. You know, I have actually gone to a comedy show and laughed so hard, and it's just like you leave full, because you've had an experience that you typically wouldn't have had. And those endorphins that you get from laughter helps with stress and anxiety. So those are just some little things that you can do. And of course, of all things, if your feet are crusty like mine, please, 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 I urge you, get a pedicure. That is going to be, that is it, that is not gonna, but is on my list for this month, a pedicure. I promise you, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get a pedicure. I did a little bit of scrubbing myself, but it still needs some professional attention. And I'll make sure, I'll take a picture and post that for you for those that like uncrusted feet. But anyhow, I just wanted to share some of those things with you. And hopefully, you know, it'll cause you to have a thought about some things that you're doing to neglect yourself. I mean, self-care could be a variety of things. For you, you know, going to get yourself pampered. You know, people will say pampered. Well, there's things that you can do where you don't have to have money to do, which is just sitting and being quiet. That is one of the biggest things that you could possibly do. And stop trying to be perfect. Those are going to be my takeaways for today. And hopefully you've had a takeaway as well. So until next time, be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.